Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
Seriously, if you want to relieve stress, go to the Word of God.
Oh my goodness. It's just so weird, isn't it? When people say stuff like that.
I apologize for them.
Are you kidding me?
Let's all do baptism, and I have a little pool here, and we'll all feel nice and relaxed. That's baptism. No, baptism is a sacred Christian rite. All the various yogas are sacred Hindu rites.
Wake up, America!
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Crazy. This is absolutely crazy, and I am not talking about Washington, D.C., although we could. This is Wretched Radio. Jimmy, please share with the tens and tens of people listening to this here Wretched Radio program the statistic you just shared with me about Libby Glossin's two-week-old Fortas Institute podcast titled The Better Way.
Yeah, so after her second episode, the ranking, she shot right to the top 5% of all podcasts in the world. Not just Christian podcasts, but all of them.
And there are over 4 million podcasts. Yeah. 2 weeks, top 5%. Come on, y'all. That is so awesome. Thank you to everybody who is tuning in. I know that you are being blessed. It is a podcast for women, and it ain't chick chat. It's not silliness. It isn't just ushy-gushy sort of soft sentimentality. No, it's intelligent talk. Received an email. This is the effusive response we're getting to Libby Glossin's podcast. This is an actual quote. My Christian world has been all caps rocked. It has been all capped awakened. How? A Better Way podcast. At 73 years young, I thought I understood all the angles of the Bible, but this show is rocking my world. It's changing how I think. So congratulations to Libby. Thank you for tuning into it. And if you are not yet listening to the Better Way podcast, please find it at fortisplus.org. You can also download it or do whatever the technological term is for getting it wherever you do podcast business. The Better Way, Libby Glossin. And by the way, her YouTube special with Martha Peace, it's up on the YouTube machine. How to be a woman who lives with a man who maybe ain't a knight in shining armor, who maybe sometimes can be a jerk, maybe sometimes is a jerk a lot. Very, very helpful. And you'll get to see and meet Libby. And then you can start listening to The Better Way podcast at fortisplus.org. Speaking of fortisplus.org, for your consideration, a different take. If you've ever tuned into this program before, which to date, we've never found anybody who's listened more than once, you've heard me share kind of my take, my angle on politics. And these days, because the subject is so charged, people tend to get rankled because we've got differences of opinion and different shadings on things. You're about to hear the shadings of one of our fellows. This is a man way smarter than I am. Todd, that ain't hard to find these days. Dr. Andrew Walker, he's the ethicist prof at Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky. Speaking of Kentucky, Jimmy, I think Lexington, Kentucky. Mm-hmm. I think Mrs. Friel and I are going to do it this year. We're going to go to the sheep herding trials.
Okay.
You laugh at that. Have you been to a sheep herding trial?
I have not.
Do not mock this until you've actually gone to one. It is awesome.
Okay.
This is man and beast. And there's one that's in charge and the other one that obeys, or hopefully obeys, to round up the sheep. It is so cool. And it's going to be in Lexington, Kentucky, I believe in May. And we're going to make the drive to just go sit on a blanket and watch people whistle at their dogs to herd sheep that have a tendency to go astray. I've heard that someplace. It is awesome. Maybe we'll stop by the Southern Seminary and see Dr. Andrew Walker, who offers, in a director's cut, his take on politics. Where does it stand in our list of priorities? How do we find the balance? There's so much talk these days about politics. I thought it would abate after the inauguration. It has not. And I think a lot of people are excited, and maybe we'll kind of settle back into a less politically focused rhythm. But right now, it's a hot deal. And there are people that are talking about it in Christian circles a lot. And you might think, awesome, it's about time. Other people are saying, can we just focus, please, on theological issues? And then you've got everything in between. Our director's cuts at FortisPlus.org are little snippets, they're little short takes. Jason Allen, who leads the Fortis Fellows program, does a short introduction, and then one of the Fortis Fellows speaks on a subject, and it is all free at FortisPlus.org. This is Dr. Andrew Walker talking about the priority of politics. That's our sound effect.
Most people have a knee-jerk reaction.
That's Jason.
When they hear the word politics. What's your response? Chances are we either put too much hope in politics or completely dismiss it altogether. Fortis Institute Fellow and Professor of Christian Ethics and Public Theology, Dr. Andrew Walker, has something to say about both of those extremes. Every law, every policy, every election carries real consequences for morality, justice, and the culture we live in. So we must engage. Dr. Walker is going to show us how we balance heavenly citizenship with earthly responsibility.
Sound effect.
Political power is the ability to put a policy into effect and to fit that policy into a concrete program. The government of a nation maintains the preponderance of political power. It cannot tolerate any group within the state with more power than that of itself. The moment such a group emerges with more power than the government, it immediately becomes the government. And I love this line. As all ice is cold ice, so all politics is power politics. Basically, politics has power as its chief ingredient, compromise as its primary method of getting things done, and the public good as its main purpose. In whatever way politics may be defined, it is neither bad enough for Christians to withdraw entirely from it, nor good enough for Christians to feel no necessity for permeating it with their moral leaven. It's a very appropriate balance. To say it more bluntly, if you want to restrain moral evil in society, that is going to require power politics. And there's nothing wrong with power politics if power politics is being, if power is being used for good ends. Now, our heavenly citizenship, of course, is the truest reality that reconfigures our loves and imaginations about all things political, but it does not evacuate us from the responsibilities of statecraft. A Christian politics, this is based off Matthew 22, is one of subordinating the powers to their proper jurisdiction and realm, not repudiating their temporal rule. So we should reject what I consider to be political escapism or political idealism, as though there is a platonic ideal to politics that does not require engaging the kingdoms of the world for what they fundamentally are: worldly, temporal, and creational ordinances designed to bring about justice. Political systems are not saviors, but they are harbors in which to find safety from political storms. Politics matters, folks. It truly does. The culture is going in a really bad direction, but because elections have consequences, the Supreme Court is going in a really good direction. And to the extent that culture goes in that direction and the court goes in that direction and provides more legal safe harbors and more legal protections, goes to show you just how important politics is. It's not everything. Politics will never save you. Please hear me say that. Politics is not everything, but it's also not nothing either.
That is the tricky balance that all of us must find as we try to figure out how do we live in this world when we are really members of another kingdom. Needless to say, how we go about the business of trying to find that balance, the reality is we're going to have differences of opinions. We just are. And sometimes what I have discovered as of late is that many of us actually share the same opinions. We just articulated a different way, or a slightly different shading, or maybe just a little bit more of an emphasis on the versus a. There's something relatively insignificant grammatically. It's just a different way of expressing what our take is on this balance. And it's causing a fair amount of disunity. That is, if I had to select the issue that it, okay, definitely top three as we go about the business of trying to figure out how to be kingdom citizens as we are citizens in a country. I think one of the most grievous aspects of all of this is how it is setting us at odds with one another. Jimmy, for instance, in just listening to Andrew Walker, who clearly is a whole lot smarter than you and I are, did you agree with absolutely every single shading and every single emphasis on his understanding of the place of politics in the life of the Christian?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Overall, though.
Overall, the grand scheme of things.
But not everything.
No.
And then one of you is a heretic and you got to go. That's what I keep seeing. And that simply ought not to be. And so as we go about the business of trying to figure out, okay, how do I find my balance in all of this? Please note, not everybody is going to sing off the exact same song sheet as you are. And not everybody is going to perhaps sing as loudly as you do. But please, as we go about the business of doing our bestest to try to sort this, Christian charity toward one another. This is Wretched Radio.
What if you could strengthen your marriage in just minutes a day?
Well, we're making that possible and easier than ever before, because now through the end of the month, we're giving away our resource Drive By Marriage completely free at fortisplus.org. And also don't forget to pick up the study guide absolutely free as well. Drive By Marriage gives you 31 powerful bite-sized lessons that fit into your busy schedule. And with the study guide, you're going to get deeper insights and practical exercises to apply what you're learning. This complete marriage building package has helped couples grow closer to each other and closer to God. You're going to discover keys to better communication, biblical solutions for resolving conflict, and ways to build lasting trust and intimacy. Don't miss this opportunity. Visit fortisplus.org now to get your free digital copy of Drive By Marriage and the study guide. Remember, the special offer ends at the end of the month. Head to fortisplus.org right now. It's Drive By Marriage, because a few minutes a day can transform your marriage forever. FortisPlus.org.
Perhaps you've been wondering, is there a Christian university that isn't woke or that hasn't compromised on important biblical doctrines like, you know, the age of the earth? There is. It's the Masters University in Southern California. Beautiful campus. All of the athletics and activities that you've come to expect from universities. But it's more than that. The academic programs are most excellent, preparing students for the future. The Washington Post just said, number six for preparing students for the real world. All that. Plus, the Masters University isn't woke, and it is thoroughly biblical. Would you like to learn more? I encourage you to visit the Masters University at masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
What do you get when you combine eight of today's most trusted Christian voices with a commitment to unwavering biblical truth? Well, of course, you get Fortis Institute, your daily source for spiritual strength. We're not offering opinions here. We're providing a fortress of biblical wisdom for these challenging times that we're all living in. Every day, our fellows deliver fresh content that tackles real issues. Dr. John Crott shows you how to integrate theology into daily life. Brad Bigney transforms your struggling marriages into thriving relationships. Greg Gifford helps to bring biblical solutions to anxiety and depression. Plus, get exclusive access to private events, webinars, and studio sessions as a Fortis Insider. The best part? It's all free. Just visit fortisinstitute.org right now and join our community of believers who refuse to be tossed to and fro by the cultural waves. From podcasts and videos to live events and daily hot takes, Fortis Institute provides the biblical foundation you need to stand strong. Because in times like these, we need more than just information, we need transformation.
Books of the Bible. The book of Joel describes a series of disasters that serve as God's judgment and a warning that an even more severe day of judgment is coming. When you see the power and fury of creation, do not fear nature, but fear him who controls nature. But if God's people will turn to him in repentance, he will be compassionate and rescue them. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
And just in case you don't feel dumb already, This is Wretched Radio. Dr. Andrew Walker, he's a Fortas Fellow here at Fortas Institute. He's the Ethics Prophet, Southern Theological Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky, which is close to where Jimmy is going to the sheep herding trials this year in Lexington. We should do it together, Jimmy.
Let's go.
I'm telling you, you know what we are going to do here as far as road trips, though?
What's that?
We're sending Dalton on more. Oh. Don't tell him I haven't shared this with him yet. Didn't he do a bang-up job in giving a report from what was happening at the University of Kentucky last week regarding that revival?
Oh, yeah.
That's they're organizing these at different campuses. He went to it, and I thought he did such a bang-up job, we're going to turn it into a YouTube video, but I think we need to send him to other things.
Okay.
Because here in Atlanta, we get other things. We get the, oh, I think Bethel is coming to town. And
he'll love that.
Oh, and he's going to think we don't love him for sending him to it. But let's, and of course it has the word fire in it, which is the hallmark of the NAR. It's all about the fire falling from heaven, et cetera. We're going to send him to that and he can give a review on what he saw there. Because there's all kinds of road shows that take place and travel throughout Atlanta. But Jimmy, you and I should do the, we should take the missus, because that's the plan, and just go sit on blankets. You bring some cheese and crackers. If you're not a Baptist, I guess you can bring wine. You're a good Baptist, of course. You'll just stick with Coke Zero. But it's wonderful watching these dogs. They're so smart. And the people that command them with their whistles and what have you. I'm telling you, you're going to lose your minds with the dog festival thing, which is near where Andrew Walker teaches at Southern Sem, and this is another director's cut. These can all be found for free at fortisplus.org. Now, this particular snippet, he's speaking someplace. This isn't him just looking at the camera and talking, which is typically what director's cuts are. Now, this is Andrew speaking about the big, I'll just let him say it.
The three moral tragedies of our age are this: secularism, nihilism, and barbarism. Secularism is the loss of God and transcendence. Nihilism is the loss of purpose and meaning. Barbarism is the loss of moral tradition. This has significant impact on the cultural moment. Ross Douthat, the New York Times columnist, said this. He said that the America of today is more socially liberal on almost every issue than the America of George W. Bush.
Yeah.
More secular, less heteronormative, more diverse in terms of both race and personal identity, more influenced by radical ideas that once belonged to the fringe of academia. Unfortunately, in finding its heart's desire, the left also seems to have found a certain kind of despair.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out that there isn't some obvious ground for purpose and solidarity and ultimate meaning once you've deconstructed all the sources you consider tainted. And it's at the vanguard of that deconstruction among the very liberal young that you find the greatest unhappiness.
And wow, are we seeing that? Remove God, remove morality, and remove transcendence, that we're image bearers that are here to do great works for God, not for ourselves, but for God. You remove all of that. Is it any wonder that we are in a mental health crisis state right now? And which, by the way, if you're interested in that subject, get ready. Greg Giffert's book, it is almost here. It is dealing with that very subject, which with secularism's approach to mental health issues, we'll let you know when it is available for pre-order. And I hope you will consider getting it. It is a serious book, but it will also help us to be a louder voice in a world that is crying out for help. And even as Andrew Walker talks about the despair that seems to be permeating our society, I think we can do two things. We can expose the worldview that wrought the national depression, the loneliness epidemic, but I think then we should point to a greater source of finding fulfillment as a human being, to finding transcendence, to finding what the purpose of our existence is and what it is that we do that actually matters. We've got something to say to this lost world because the promises of atheism have utterly failed. You cannot take, if you wanted to do a sociological study on the fruit of a worldview, because of social media, secularism has so powerfully pervaded our culture, our universities, our corporation, every major institution. Humanism reigns, and it didn't always have the reins of society, but it has grabbed them out of the hands of the church, and it has started to direct our culture now for mere decades. And we are immediately seeing the fruit of it. And it's exactly what Andrew Walker is describing. There's this nihilism. It says, what's the point of all of this? Which ultimately is going to descend into barbarism. It's exactly what we are seeing. No worldview has so utterly failed in such a brief amount of time as secular humanism.
The very success of the progressive project devouring contentment. And that's what my next project is going to be next year. I start working on my next book, is looking at the ways that a broken society is actually reverse engineering itself to the need for something like a Christian natural law revolution. From things like the loneliness epidemic, deaths of despair, the decline of family, the deinstitutionalization of American life, drug overdoses, the use of antidepressants.
Anti-family, that's got to be in there. Jimmy, would you send a note to Andrew? Make sure the deconstruction of family is in there too, because that is a biggie.
What this means is we are in a target-rich environment for the gospel.
Yep. Amen.
The Judeo-Christian tradition offsets all of these pathologies. Yep. Things are becoming so unbounded in our society that attempts to transgress the outer edges of the natural law are causing people of all perspectives to take notice of what we've lost. So despite our best attempts to do so as a civilization, we cannot get beyond or eternally evade the questions that religion is designed to answer, and Christianity in particularly best answers. It may be the purpose of the church to simply remind American public life of the inherently teleological design of our nation. And to the extent that teleology is eclipsed by sheer emotivism, the American experiment begun in the Philadelphia laboratory in 1776 will resemble the laboratory of the National Institutes for Coordinated Experiments, the dystopic and totalitarian think tank for human manipulation in Lewis's That Hideous Strength. To speak once again of eternal recurrence, it was Lewis who 81 years ago in The Abolition of Man said that we were then in a post-Christian culture, we are today as well. What this means is the church may simply need to be a rock in the shoe of American democracy. An admittedly and relatively small presence, all things considered, but annoyingly persistent in pointing out the discomfort of trying to talk about justice, morality, and rights without divine teleology. So as always, we must be a gospel people. The proclamation of the gospel is inseparable from the reformation of culture toward proper and fitting ends. New creations in Christ, attuned to nature's original purpose, build cultures attuned to nature's good purpose.
Got to do a shout out at this moment. It is our desire to do just that on university campuses. If you are a church near a university and you have an authorized pass from the university to do ministry on the campus, we'd love to partner with you. We'd love to come to a university campus that you already minister to and do something big there. An event that would also include evangelism. That would be at the forefront of all of these different variations that we could present on a university campus. Whether it's the debate about creation versus evolution, what about mental health issues, the morality issues, or just the sense of lostness that kids are experiencing. If you are a church and you have a relationship with a university where they would give you a room so that we could come to town with you and talk to kids about all of these issues, which they are groping to try to understand. They're looking desperately for somebody to tell them, sup. If you'd like to partner with us, send an email to Dalton@FortisInstitute.org. FortisInstitute.org. Back to Andrew Walker.
What this means is that we must announce the lordship of Jesus Christ for sinners first and foremost and never lose sight of the urgency and priority of that. But we must also insist upon the lordship of Christ over creation, evident in the pattern of design that we call something like the natural law. But again, I am clear-eyed about the fact that no amount of natural law reasoning will persuade the unpersuadable if what they are really afraid of is how Jesus threatens their sense of autonomy.
Yeah.
To the progressive skeptic or the red-pilled ex-liberal, I would simply ask, what say you? Is Jesus alive? If he is, then everything he and the Bible say about sexuality, family, and morality must be true too. So do not believe just in Christian morality or Christian culture. Believe in Jesus Christ and be saved.
Amen to that. This is Wretched Radio.